Bohuslav Horák was the husband of Milada Horáková, who was executed after a notorious show trial in 1950. Until now, the story of how he escaped communist Czechoslovakia has not been known. 57 years later, the people who helped Bohuslav Horák escape across the Iron Curtain have come forth, and Czech television has captured the dramatic events as part of its documentary series, Stories of the Iron Curtain. Linda Maštalíř reports.
Pojď se mnou, milá, přes tu dolinu, přes tu dolinu, uslyšiš o mně, uslyšiš o mně, smutnou novinu, smutnou.
Czech folk singer Jaroslav Hutka there, singing the tune that opens every edition of Czech TV's documentary series, Stories of the Iron Curtain. The series began early this year and is based on two books written by journalist Luděk Navara, documenting Cold War escapes from Czechoslovakia. The second volume, entitled Stories of the Iron Curtain 2, has just appeared. Volume 1 of Navara's book sold over 7,000 copies and led to a historical first. The sons of the man who helped Bohuslav Horák, the husband of Milada Horáková, escape Czechoslovakia in late 1949, came forth with the story. Luděk Navara explains.
Oni se na základě zhlédnutí dokumentů ozvali se nám jako...
They got in touch with us after seeing one of the documentary films in the series. We visited them. I was there with the dramaturg of the TV series and with a historian who's an expert on Milada Horáková. And this visit proved very interesting. However, we didn't gain a complete picture of the events because the Šimák family was the last in the line of people who helped Bohuslav Horák escape. It was a starting point for more research, but in the end I think that we managed to reconstruct the story rather completely. This was a surprise for me too, since I didn't really believe it would be possible.
Což je docela zajímavé a i pro mě to bylo překvapení, protože jsem úplně nevěřil, že se to podaří.
Josef Šimák, who was a 15-year-old boy in 1949, remembers that his father entrusted him to drive the family tractor into the border zone, where they had a permit to cut wood. In November 1949, they guided Bohuslav Horák, a prince from the Lobkovic noble family, and their own cousin out of communist Czechoslovakia. Josef Šimák recalls that day.
It was cold already, and the thing I remember most vividly was the worst part. My father left on foot for the border with the men, and after about 2 hours he returned alone. I was happy that he returned safely, and that we could go home, and that people's lives were saved.
Bohuslav Horák made it to a German refugee camp, where he learned of his wife's execution on June the 27th, 1950. He eventually settled in Washington, D.C., but had to wait until 1968 to see his daughter, Jana, again. Until his death in 1976, Bohuslav Horák never spoke about the details of his escape from Czechoslovakia. It was the only way to ensure that those who had helped him would not be punished. Now, 57 years later, the story is complete.
Thank you very much, Linda, for that report, and the case of Horák will